Does the Bible allow divorce in the case of adultery, even if the adulterer is broken and repentant and seeking reconciliation? I don't think so. I don't think the Bible allows divorce and remarriage ever while the spouse is living. That's my radical, crazy, conservative, narrow, hard-nosed, very needed view in our divorce-happy culture. Does the Bible allow divorce in the case of adultery, even if the adulterer is broken? Now, I suppose behind this question is Matthew 5:32 and Matthew 19:9. Those are the two exception clauses in the New Testament. If a man divorces a woman except for, and the Greek word is porneia, if a man divorces a woman except for porneia and marries another, he makes her commit adultery. So the question, this person, I assume, is taking the except clause. It's sometimes translated except for unchastity, except for immorality. Porneia means most naturally fornication, which is why I have this bizarre interpretation that very few people follow, that it relates to fornication, that is, sex prior to marriage. In other words, Jesus is not saying when he forbids divorce and remarriage that a sexual sin before marriage should keep you from marrying. And he did that because Joseph and Mary were in that situation in Matthew, and that's where these exception clauses occur. At least Joseph thought she was in that situation. So he's going to put her away and not marry her because he was a just man and didn't want to marry. And Jesus is saying, I don't have that situation in mind when I forbid divorce. So I don't think there is an exception for adultery in the New Testament, which means that especially if the adulterer were repentant, which is what this question is saying, does the Bible allow divorce in the case of adultery, even if the adulterer is broken and repentant? And I suppose my main argument here, just leave aside all the disagreement with what I just said, because most everybody disagrees with me on those. Go to Ephesians 5 and say, husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church. Well, has the church ever committed adultery? Like, daily? So, how a Christian husband can say to a penitent adultery-committing wife, you did it, and that breaks it, and it's over, and so I'm going to officialize it at the court. I don't see how any Christian husband can talk that way, can feel that way toward a broken and repentant. And I think even if she isn't broken and repentant, he should wait and wait and pray and pray. That is a hard teaching. And marriage, throw out a little thing here. I read a book one time by Jeffrey Bromley called God and Marriage, about 120 pages, God and Marriage. And it's just God, the Trinitarian God in the Old Testament and marriage, the Trinitarian God in the New Testament and marriage. And he pointed out something. He said, in the Old Testament, every marriage is a rotten marriage. They're all painful. He just took every patriarch, just so horrible they were. You got polygamy involved. You got Hagar, the concubines involved. Every marriage you look at in the Old Testament is horrible. Hosea. And there is no divorce anywhere in the Old Testament among patriarchs. They all endured. They all gutted it out. It was just a mess. It was just horrible. And God ultimately never divorces his people. There are separations. She goes into exile in Babylon, and you get divorce-type language. You've got to be careful in Jeremiah when it says he gave her a bill of divorcement. Not really. He sent her away, and then he went and said, "My heart grows warm for you. I'm taking you back." And then Hosea illustrates that by go marry a prostitute. It was really quite powerful for me at a certain stage in my marriage to hear Bromley point out with illustration after illustration how many bad marriages there were in the Old Testament and how none of them ended in divorce.